In her defense, though, it's hard to switch back down. You get so used to it one way, and so I think that's what it was with Scup, was just kind of got stuck up there. You know, kind of got stuck
and
dropped.
And to be honest with you, for a lot of those episodes, I felt like I was kind of really in a more androgynous place.
Honestly, that's what I felt.
Yeah, too. That's kind of it. So basically, so people, we're officially switching over the voice, which you have heard introduce iPodcast Magic Missile for so many years and host. Is no longer. I'm doing this because I've been thinking about this a lot lately. And I'm an engineer. I'm a software engineer specifically. And at work, we have a software development process we call agile software development. Agile basically says you get to a releasable product. You get to a product that's a prototype that you can put in front of the customer as soon as possible. And then you just iterate on it. And you get feedback. And you decide what's high priority. The old paradigm was with what we now kind of call waterfall, which was basically sit in a room, come up with a design spec, then put your heads down and develop for a year or two or three your product, and then you release a 1.0 version and you hope your customers enjoy it. And it doesn't work. And all the companies I've ever worked for, honestly, have switched to Agile and seen massive productivity improvements and massive improvements in the responsiveness and, in some sense, the agility of the company to produce good product. And a few weeks ago, I thought to myself, if I am so committed to Agile in my work environment, why am I treating my transition as a waterfall project? And so what I've decided is, we're just going to gradually incorporate new features, and this is one of them. So.
So we're going to switch to the intro, right?
Okay.
We're gonna do the intro.
So
yeah.
We were thinking, like, maybe, like, after we're done with this session, we might, like, record an intro or something.
Oh, that'd
like
be
that.
Fucking awesome. Yeah. Good. But yeah, because the old intro, that voice is dead.
Yeah, plus
also,
the music accompanying it was terrible.
Also, you say actual twice in the same sentence, two words apart from
you
it.
Can't use actual twice in the same sentence.
Yeah!
What? Was that in the intro?
Yes, it was. And all our poor listeners have to listen to
was
that.
It like,
you can use actual and same twice in the same sentence.
Actually, you
you're
can...
an asshole.
What?
You asshole.
It was clunking.
Now the listeners have to listen.
They do.
They do.
Anyway,
so this is a dark, horrible drama behind the scenes. We just look like we're happy, but we hate each other and our use of actual.
All of the people who say it twice just really
you know,
works.
If I wasn't so good with constructive criticism, I'd be very hurt right now. But I threw that thing together in an evening. Way back when.
We were about to throw a different one together in an evening.
Yeah!
At least we're going to do it together.
I'm going to make kazoo noises.
You should totally make kazoo noises.
I actually have a kazoo if you want to borrow it.
Yeah,
or is it better that way?
Or it might be better.
Do you have one of those slide whistles?
Yeah,
no,
I'm actually
I have
thinking
an
the
actual,
kazoo noises.
Like, musical, like instrumental quality, or what? I don't know,
like a professional,
like a
quality
professional
kazoo.
Quality kazoo. I'm
oh,
not even
the professional
joking.
Kazoo players out there.
I'm not even joking.
Are you a professional kazoo?
I've never.
I am not.
I've never got my hands.
My
on
mom thought it was funny that there was a professional quality kazoo. It's it was still not like top tier. It was more, it was like
it's more like tier three.
Yeah.
Is this like pro kazoo in a bar, in a smoky bar level kazoo?
Yes,
like...
yes. It's like that level. And my mom thought it was so funny because she saw it at the music store when my sister was buying fuck knows what instrument she's playing now. She plays like seven. I'm impressed, but also jealous. Anyway. and so she bought me one for as a stocking stuffer, and I have kept it because you know I just can't throw away a professional quality kazoo.
Yeah,
is it like made of metal or something like that? Is it like somehow...
no? Remember, it's tier three.
Well, it's carved from bone.
It's tier three.
What kind of bone?
Well,
we'll never know.
Enemies.
Enemies.
Best kind of bone to carve musical instruments from.
That's true.
It is only tier three, so like it's not like that good. I think she paid about $5 for it. But it's better than 99-cent kazoos that you can get some more into trading.
Yeah.
It's like several steps up from that.
Plus, I think you can only buy them by the 30 or 50.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you gotta get, like, a multi-level kazoo
you
harmonica.
Need, like,
you
actually save money by buying a higher level quality.
Well, not if you've got, like, 30 people who all need kazoos.
Yeah. Which is
like
common.
A whole parade.
I mean, it's
seriously, like if you,
I wish I could record my expression.
Like, we want to have a marching band, but we don't know how to play instruments. You just give everyone a kazoo, and then you can
mm-hmm.
pretend you're a marching band.
So it,
pretend.
This actually makes me think of.
Well,
yes,
you
totally
are a marching band at that point, right?
This actually makes me think of Arrested Development, except it was whistles, not kazoos.
That's true.
And so the main character, he walks in and he's like has some excited new plan for the company. He owns a company, a real estate company, and he it was something about whistleblowing, I think. Mm-hmm. And he wanted to have like an open door policy or whatever. So he's like, I want all of you to be whistleblowers.
Whenever
and he rolls a bunch of whistles on the table, like a whole box of them, like a 300 count
like
box of whistles.
This can't possibly go wrong.
And all of a sudden, people just start picking them up, and the whole room just erupts in whistles.
No, there's like 30 seconds, and he starts explaining,
but he hasn't even
finished explaining what the whistles are for before they start going off.
Yeah.
So then it's jump cut, 38, 39, 40. All right, there was 42 in here. There are missing two whistles.
He didn't give up his whistle. You gotta give it up, Dan.
The beauty was that the person blowing the whistle and was pointing your finger at someone else for not giving up a whistle.
You're a whistleblower.
So,
hell.
Anyway, the point is this, is that you're going to have to hear this voice from now on, and I realize it's a work in progress, so I apologize ahead of time. I'm probably not going to speak quite as much. That's probably a good thing.
I don't think that's a promise you can make.
Yeah. I don't think that's a promise you can keep. I think it's a promise you can make.
I won't let you.
Okay,
I'll head it off.
The second thing that's really important is that I'm going to be at Gen Con, and we were hoping to get a few more of us to come this year. Next year, maybe. Some things came up. They're important. They're really good excuses. We're not going to get into it. So I'm going to be there.
I got like a huge jar of peanut butter I need to finish.
I got my head stuck in a jar.
Yeah.
Get out of here, Henry.
It's the same jar of peanut butter, which is kind of making
it hard to finish.
I just need to finish watching Archer. Like,
That's true.
I got to catch up on
that. You know,
yeah.
I have a whole season to catch up on that.
That is a show I'm so embarrassed that I liked.
I know, right?
I just feel so bad that I like it. I don't know what to
say. It's a show that, it's really funny, but it's...
I feel like it's terrible.
It is terrible. No, it's absolutely terrible, but it's funny.
I don't know.
It takes a little bit to get into. The first season's really... I've actually been rewatching the first season. It's really rough.
Mm-hmm.
Like, season two and three, I think, really start to get in their pacing. One is rough.
So Games on Demand this year is not going to be in the convention hall. It's going to be across the street to the north at the...
Shady
Alley. I'll cut in the actual location afterwards. So, but basically,
I'm just imagining you're talking, and you know it's the really bad cut job in like all the movies where all of a sudden switches to
the Marriott.
It's the Marriott.
It's Marriott Downtown, 350 West Maryland Street, second floor.
Cut in his voice. Cut in his voice.
So it's going to be Ballroom 6.
Yanni, say that.
I did.
No, say the Ballroom 6.
No,
part.
You should say Ballroom 6.
Oh, yeah.
This is why I can't talk as much.
I thought they weren't going to use the ballrooms anymore after that went so poorly last time.
Was everybody just sliding?
Oh.
Yeah.
So everyone heard about this.
Yep.
If we can't seat you at a table, we do have a ball pit.
Was there actually a ball pit?
Hold on.
There was actually a ball pit.
I was making a joke. Was ball pits
a
real thing?
You didn't hear
it. Was totally
you didn't hear
about
DashCon. No.
Okay, so you know how everyone on Tumblr is really excited but totally incompetent at doing everything?
Yes.
Okay.
I think that sums up Tumblr quite nice.
They put together a convention.
Wait till I finish drinking.
Not the Tumblr staff, by the way.
Oh, of course not.
Tumblr users.
Yeah.
And then it was, you know, like they booked a hotel. They tried to scam all of their goers out of something like, what was it, $18,000?
I thought it was 30.
What? Yeah.
But no,
they were trying to get 30, but I think they only got it.
I think they raised... Wasn't it that they raised something like 8,000 in a day?
They raised 17,000.
17th? I apparently
this was after they already got the money for the people going. They just,
can I raise 17K in a day? I could use 17K.
You're clearly in the wrong line of work. Running cons is clearly the right racket.
Clearly.
Running cons.
No, this was just a regular
con.
Con
in a hotel?
But, yes.
Or con in a hotel.
Like
where you get a bunch of people.
Oh, I see. Con consts.
That.
Or a con job. They're all apparently the same thing.
Not to be confused with
how does this relate to ball pits?
I'm sorry. I've completely forgot the math on this.
Except for 10 years in the future, we have a Kickstarter where we just raise money and then we flee the country.
That needs to be like added in.
Edited out so that we can pursue
Dude,
that.
No, that needs to be put in at the end, just by itself, no context.
No, that needs to be in the intro.
Yeah, that needs
there
to be the
go.
Intro. That's where we fade in from our new Kazoo entry song. Anyways, so DashCon, bunch of Tumblr users. Made a con. They conned the actual people that perform Welcome to Night Vale and another big name people to come out to wherever.
It was Steam Power Giraffe, I think.
Steam Power Giraffe 2. A bunch of other big tumbly people to come out and like do panels. And on the first night, they mismanaged their money because they expected like second and third day ticket sales to make up the rest of the money that they needed, but they were too dumb to read their contract with the hotel, which requires the money up front, so then they raised like 17 grand.
Caveat, actually, it turns out that the hotel did not require that. All the hotels required them to pay in advance. It
so
was
they
actually
already paid.
A scam, so they raised $17,000 illegally that they didn't actually need for the hotel.
Within a matter of like 4 hours.
Yes.
4 hours, 17 grand by putting it out on Tumblr, people just handing cash out of their purses, just throwing
baskets,
it
apparently.
Put in baskets, like, you know,
like a church.
Those churches that everybody on Tumblr hates.
As long as you're for religion, it's okay.
Yeah, that's Christian. So yeah, they passed it around, and then they went about singing We Are the Champions and throwing up the Hunger Games symbol of solidarity.
They didn't get a whistle, did they? Because
I don't know. I watched the
it's
terrible
to sing at the same time.
I watched the YouTube compilation of DashCon, which is just an exercise in schadenfreude of just it's kind of I don't know that I should feel bad about watching it. I thought it was informative, but it's
quite satisfying.
It's pretty good. So anyways, then they sing We Are the Champions, and then the next day they explain that, like, their major guests, that they didn't pay for the airfare or the hotel or any of the accommodations. The people that do Night Vale, they didn't pay for any of that. They stopped their tour of North America to come to this con, and then the people who, like, asked them to come, said, "Lol, sorry, you have to pay for your own stuff now. We're out of money." And then the people from Night Vale are like, "Okay, well then, fuck you." And they, like, dropped out, and then the other panels started dropping like flies.
I believe it turned out that they hadn't actually technically booked some of their guest appearances, so they promised certain people would be there who did not know that they were supposed to be there.
Yeah. And so then, when the attendees started getting super-duper upset and demanding their money back, they said, "We're super-duper sorry, we can't do that. We'll give you an extra hour in the ball pit."
Which is this tiny little, like...
"And can we go to the Megatron for the ball pit?" Which is like a ball pit you would see at your, like, high school lock-in. Like an inflatable pool with a bike pump with balls in it.
So, wait, how much did it cost to book the hotel for all those extra hours in the ball pit for those, like, hundreds of people?
I don't know. But, like, the images of this is, like, in a gigantic concrete convention center ballroom.
I imagine they just ran out of money. I just imagine they ran out of money, so they had to move the ball pit outside onto the sidewalk.
No, it's like in a fluorescently concrete slab ball pit.
And the expanse of concrete, this tiny little ball pit.
And in the background, you can see a bouncy castle. And it's all like high schoolers in like cosplay with little angel wings. And
wait, that's really what it looks like?
Yes.
That's so sad.
Oh my god!
It's tragic is that they were like actually people who came there to like real artists, people who came there to more things. People had a couple panels that ended up being really, really good, but it was just in the midst of this incredibly just complete clusterfuck of disorganization. Like the fact that people literally had money, like that the organizers literally tried to steal money.
Succeeded.
Yes.
Yeah.
It just blows my mind.
Yeah, because there's a huge amount of cash that just poof.
Yep.
Into the bread box.
Well, it's funny, you know, when you don't have any official, like, public visible accounting, and you can just take all this cash. Mm-hmm. Sometimes some of it just sort of walks off.
Like, just sometimes 17 grand out of, I gotta assume, 17 grand.
Yeah. Gets stuffed away into the plastic balls of a ball pit.
That's how
and
they made
goes home with three people.
So you took a ball from the ball pit as a souvenir, open it up.
That's right. That's why they gave you an extra hour. If you couldn't catch on after an hour that those balls were full of your cash, you deserve to lose your money.
Seems reasonable.
DashCon 2015 on the books.
Listeners, I can promise you that if iPodcast Magic Missile ever holds a con, we will actually book our guests at the hotel space, and there will be no ball pit.
That's true, there will be no ball pit.
Not unless people want a ball pit.
Yep.
In which case,
and
we'll
no one
a
will
pit.
Pee in our ball pit.
No.
Oh my god.
Yeah, they might.
Okay,
are you looking up images of
this? Yes! That is exactly what
you said! Can I see this?
Hold on.
Sad ship.
As soon as it fucking
it's
worked,
the saddest shit.
Denny's was even making fun of it. It was
yes,
beautiful.
Denny's,
wait,
Denny's
like
made a topical and
Denny's is the best Tumblr ever.
Oh, yeah, they got a very good
Tumblr. So,
wow.
This was Dashpod.
Oh, God.
I think Joanna did it justice.
Oh, my God. That's so sad.
It is.
Oh.
Yeah, so come to Games on Demand. Also, go see the Glitter Guild on Thursday night. There's probably still tickets as I talk. They're really good burlesque. It's a fun time. Went last year.
It won't look like DashCon.
It won't look like DashCon, I promise.